on X. We've been waiting all week. It's Friday morning, and we're mighty thirsty.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Marty here in the studio with my two favorite beer friends, Paul Segura, the brewmaster at Carl Strauss, the pride of Chula Vista. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Happy Friday, man.
Brandon Hernandez, he's the man behind the San Diego Beer News Awards and San Diego Beer.News. Hey, Brandon.
Happy Friday, brothers.
Let's drink some beer.
Let's do this. Beer for breakfast.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
North Park Beer Company, it is legendary, and they've given us two of their finest. Brewmaster, talk to us about Hop Foo.
Yeah, man, Hop Foo is an iconic beer. It's been around, it's won so many medals, and they've done so many iterations of it. The one we've got in front of us right now is a tripled dry hopped version of it, as opposed to the normal double dry hopped version of it. And this one has a lot going on, man. They've used some different hops as well, some Crush Cryo, some Strata, but I get all sorts of wild berry, like Skittles and lemon lime, grape Jolly Ranchers.
It's crazy how his palate like picks these things out, right, Brandon?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, this beer has been in flux for years. It was one of the most, if not the most, award-winning homebrew before he even opened a brewery. Oh. And he's kept tweaking it ever since. And you know, there's like new hops, new products coming out all the time.
Yeah.
And he just won't rest on his recipes, which I really like. And you can tell here, it's like, dude, okay, you got it to a really good place, and then you triple dry hopped it. Hello.
Kelsey's one of those brewers. No matter how good the beer is, he's always looking for ways to make it better.
Single, double, triple dry hopped. What happens in those different levels, Paul?
So after fermentation, when fermentation's all over, brewers will often add hops to the beer just to get the aromatics, just to get the oils and resins from the hops to make it smell like super fresh and super hoppy. Mm. When you single dry hop it, you get some of that. When you double dry hop it, you get more of it. Triple dry hop, but each dry hopping is expensive. Yeah. And so like his beers aren't cheap, but you can taste the quality. It's there.
Yeah. In this case, the triple dry hop is for an anniversary, which is super cool. They're 9 year.
Yeah. Nine years, North Park Brewing Company. This next one, Paul. Okay. Talk to me about this.
So this next beer is going to be a face melter. It's a quadruple dry hopped hazy quad IPA. A quadruple IPA. So the strength on this, it's 12% ABV, man.
I was going to say, a lot of people know like the double IPA. It's 8% and up. Triple IPA, 10% and up. Quad, 12% quad. And up. It's like, dude, this thing just punches you in the face first with flavor.
Yeah.
And then you realize, there's alcohol there too, but it's really delicious.
Yeah, there's a little warmth going down really late, but up front, I get all of this like pog flavor. I get ripe apricot. I get like a bunch of different stone fruit, but also a little like lemongrass that's in there.
Oh, yes. Quad. Paul, for as many beer competitions that you judge, is that its own category or does that get lumped into the IPAs?
It's got to be part of like an experimental category. Oh, it's not an established beer style, quadruple IPA.
Such an outlier. And that's what North Park Beer Company is.
They push the envelope.
Yeah. This ninth anniversary party. Talk to us, Brandon.
Well, they've got a big party they hold every year. It's something people look forward to enough that they have sold it out, as they usually do. But that's on Sunday. But don't worry, because they're smart. See, they understand.
Yeah,
they've got something tonight, a West Coast IPA tap takeover at their location in Crown Point. So it's in Pacific Beach.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Really cool. A lot of guest beers from all over the country, like the IT breweries, too. It's not just like, oh, there's a place down in El Paso. No, it's like all these places that you want to get beer from that you usually can't. They've got it all on tap. And then same thing, but with lagers at their Bankers Hill place tomorrow. So you want to check that out, too. NorthParkBeerCo.com has all that information for you. And the good thing about the beers we're having now, they're very special. They won't last long, but they will be there past Sunday. So go in, check it out. You don't have to go to the party.
Cheers, my friends.
Cheers, man. Support your local breweries.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
91X.
Beer for Breakfast, supported by San Diego Beer.News. Check out the website, click, and find out more about this segment. San Diego Beer.News.